had the census people come knock on your door yet? I've decided I would do my census online, registered online, got sent a link, and I enumerated myself. One of those boxes that you tick is also how do you identify when it comes to your racial identity. Many people feel uncomfortable with this, saying that why should this matter? And particularly when people come to the box of they fall part of the group that is known as being colored in South Africa. There is a group, though, called People Against Racial Classification, who've launched a petition against racial classification of the term colored, and they've brought this appeal forward. Glenn Snyman, out in Oudtshoorn, part of this. You've been going at this for quite some time, Glenn. I've known you for the better part of a decade with this particular campaign. This is a fight of yours that refuses to die, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Good morning, listeners. Good morning to your listeners. And just a correction, it is People Against Race Classification, mm-hmm. not racial. Yes. We've been busy for the last 12 years fighting the race blocks.
Mm. What is your particular bugbear with the term colored?
Yes. If you look at the history of the term colored, you will see where it is coming from, and it doesn't have a nice history. It's derogatory, confusing, racist. And in my petition to Parliament, I've highlighted a few technical problems within the law and how certain people, when it comes to politics, they have been referred to as black. When it comes to voting time, they have been referred to as black. When it comes to job creation and promotion posts and government handouts, in the same group have been referred to as colored. So we have a problem with that word colored.
This has been part of what has been called the national question in South Africa. The issue of and the question regarding non-white people and how they identify. For statistical purposes, knowing of how apartheid segregated people with people being given very little services if you were black African, a little bit more if you were deemed colored, a little bit more if you were classified as Indian or Asian. For the statistical redress purposes, I am okay with addressing systematic changes in our economy to address and to highlight this. Of course, when it comes to the question, how do I identify myself? I identify myself as a black South African, but for the purpose of providing a statistical information of how we've bettered this country, knowing what privileges being classified as colored had brought during the time of apartheid, I'm somehow okay with that for that statistical purpose. Are you saying that it's time for that statistical reason to be done away with?
Of course, yes. We have highlighted over the many years because the government asked me what was my alternative. And we have demonstrated to them that identity and people identity should be separated from an economical instrument or the economical program, which is BEE. They need to advance communities that was left behind. So I don't have to be called a colored just for the sake for a BEE compliancy. I can be called whatever I want to refer to. Like, I want to be referred to as a koi person. And I want the media to refer more to people as koi people or according to their cultural identities. And the white people, they want to be referred to as Afrikaners. Mm. It is a much more moral and accurate description of the person and the group they're from.
Why don't you then just call yourself black?
Because black is referring to skin color once again.
Mm-hmm.
And I just also want to highlight the newspapers talk about an Afrikaans brain. Mm. We are not against the word brain or brown in English. We're against the word colored, kleurling, because it has a different definition towards brain in kleurling, brown, and colored. It has two separate meanings.
Well, what's the difference in definition between brain and colored?
Okay, brown and colored. Mm. The one is, brown is referred to according to skin color in the same context as white and black, or is a yellow person or purple describing his skin context. And colored is a more negative connection, because when the apartheid government said this group, we can't identify them. Now to say putting a black person and a white person together creates a second class human being. I mean, that's insulting to the person. And that is where that name derived from. You have been put together, a mix. Even the word mix is offensive to call a person by, because it's you're not a pure human being. And we have to live with being insulted like that for the rest of our lives. We that have been referred to as colored. You see, so to us, this whole campaign is all about identity. And there's other measures to use economical redress for.
So where does this petition go to? What has been the feedback?
Okay, it went to Parliament, the highest decision lawmaking body in this country, and they totally agree, the Selection Committee on Petitions and Undertaking, they totally agree on Thursday, the 24th of February, that they're gonna ask for a national debate on this in Parliament. And what they also agreed on, the Minister Tulas Nesi, in his statement, which you can find on his website, the Employment Minister, he said that everyone in South Africa is African. And the Minister of Home Affairs said no one is registered as a race. They are registered as South Africans. So I presented to them two terms. I said, why not use the term historically disadvantaged individuals and historically advantaged individuals, foreigners, and for those that it's not applicable. And they can use a poverty barometer. So there are other measures to solve this problem, apart from forcing identity on people.
Glenn Steyman, he is the chairperson of People Against Race Classification. Your thoughts, 0214460567. Drop me a WhatsApp, 0725671.